Federal employees are prime targets for hackers, you knew that. And if not properly secured, the computers and mobile devices you carry around could open your agency's network to malicious attacks. Devices can be especially vulnerable when you're on vacation, and it's easy to let your guard down in those free Wi-Fi lobbies and coffee shops and restaurants. Jerry Irvine is the Chief Information Officer and a partner of Prescient Solutions. He told us what feds should be aware of when you're traveling.
The first thing they have to understand is if they have any type of device, whether it's their laptop or their mobile device, that provides them remote access to any type of secure environment, first thing they should do is consider not taking it, right? I mean, today with mobile device management and with, you know, the BYOD policies out there, people have the ability, even in the federal or local governments, to take their personal devices and connect remotely into secure networks. And, you know, anytime you travel with those devices, they're basically another entry point into that network and should be treated as a potential risk. If at all possible, you shouldn't take your cell phone that connects to your company or to your, you know, organization or your agency with you. You shouldn't take those laptops with you. And if you do, make sure you never leave them out of your sight. It's normal for people to think that their hotel rooms or that the car is a secure and safe place for them to lock things up, and they're not. You should use the safes provided in hotel rooms or put them behind the front desk in a safe there to provide physical controls. And physical controls are only one of the risks, right? The logical controls, providing or installing antivirus on your machines. The Department of Homeland Security says the two most important things in protecting your computers are, number one, antivirus, and number two, patch management. So making sure that your systems are all up to date. Your Microsoft patches are installed. Your operating system, the iOS on your phones, are all updated at all times, because these give the possibility for hackers to get into your systems.
And what about accessing the VPN, for example, through your device on public Wi-Fi networks or the free networks that might be in airports or in restaurants or even hotel lobbies?
That's a major risk. VPN gives a secured access point into remote devices and should be a secure manner for you to communicate. However, it's only as secure as the weakest link. So if you are on a publicly accessible Wi-Fi or even the Ethernet connections in your hotel, those are all shared network accesses, so other people are sitting on them. They could be running sniffers. They could be performing man-in-the-middle attacks and have rogue access points out there. So first off, you should never use, when communicating, you know, to businesses in any type of manner, you should never use a publicly accessible network, whether it's Wi-Fi or even wired. You're much better off using your 3G, 4G type of wired tethered connection from your mobile device, because that's a point-to-point connection that's more difficult to be eavesdropped on.
And Jerry, I have a few email questions which go along the lines of what you were saying. One is, do you have to worry about checking your work email? Are there things that we should be thinking about there?
Absolutely. The issue becomes really today, the major issues with email are phishing and rogue URLs, malicious activity that's going on. So, you know, even if you are connected and enter into your corporate email and your system has a virus, or you have your own personal email and you click on something, that communication could be transferred to your corporate email, could be transferred to your corporate network. Because if you're connected to your email system, you're actually connected to your internal network. So obviously it's important for organizations to train their employees on, you know, secure cyber activities, including email. Phishing. Don't ever click on any type of URL in an email. Even emails that you get from somebody that you know, if there's a URL, a www site entered into that email, it's never a good practice to click on that. Rather, just go to your Internet Explorer, do a search on it, and then go in and click on it directly from the web browser, because there could be something that's just misspelled by one letter that you won't catch, and it could take you to a fictitious, malicious website.
The other email question I had for you, when we're leaving out of town, going away for a few days or for a couple of weeks, a lot of us put this automatic, I am out of town email, so that if somebody sends you an email, they get this automatic reply. Is that a good idea?
out-of-office emails generally do provide some support in a business environment so people can have some expectation. What many organizations are doing today is rather than doing out-of-office alerts, they're redirecting emails, corporate emails, business agency emails, to other people inside who can reply and manage that email for them, give some type of notice back to people that are expecting a response. The response or the issue really becomes those phishing emails or spam emails that are getting those alerts. Those are actually very dangerous to be sending out there for people to, you know that you're not out there and you're not at your work, and now they can target your username, your password and stuff while you're gone because they know you're not going to be looking into it.
We're speaking with Jerry Irvin. He is CIO and partner of Prescient Solutions. And what about the default Facebook posting saying, hey, headed to the beach, or here we are having lobster under the clam shack, that type of thing? Probably not a good idea for public servants.
Yeah, and really not a good idea for anyone. After you come home from your vacation, you know, it's fine to go on and post things of where you were because now you're back and you're in a protected area. Facebook, no matter what anybody says, is not secure and can potentially give your information. So it's an opportunity, again, for those malicious users out there to either attack your user ID and password knowing that you're gone, or even physically try to attack your home, your office, or you wherever you are.
So should we trust those settings that say you're only sharing it with friends or friends and acquaintances?
Again, the issue on that is how many friends do you have? I know people who have 500, 600, 700 friends in Facebook. You know, personally, I'm a nice guy, but I don't have that many friends. And so when you are allowing that number of people to see you, you don't know who they all are. And there's potentially somebody out there who's a malicious user that can have that information, or they have settings that says allow them to see your friends and your friends' friends, and it just becomes a nightmare to handle. Not that Facebook isn't trying to do a good job in providing security, but with viruses, with malicious applications, with scripts and things that are out there, it's extremely difficult for that to be a secure environment.
And there are certain nations that might be fun to travel to, but also have a reputation for official snooping. And if they know who you are coming, are there particular places that you recommend people don't use the BlackBerry and completely turn off devices and so forth?
First things that come to mind are the Baltic states, Russia, China. But you have to realize, too, that there's a lot of malicious activity in South America and other European countries, and even in England. During the Olympics in Russia, there were literally tens of millions of hacks a day that were occurring. There was a report that some reporter that was out there was hacked within 45 seconds of the time that they got off the plane. So it's extremely dangerous, especially in those areas. But you really have to treat everything that way, because any train station, any coffee shop, you know, anything with publicly accessible Wi-Fi is just a breach waiting to happen.
So what is the safest way for federal employees and indeed their families to travel if they want to be connected and have those basic sort of travel apps like maps or email or be able to go on the internet, find restaurants and things like that? What's the safest way to be able to do it?
Well, first off, you know, again, having antivirus on your machines, having your systems completely updated, only using private networks, you know, the 3G, 4G networks on your cell phone, and then also having mobile device management applications installed on your systems. These mobile device management applications provide you and your organization, your agency, the ability to encrypt not only your data, but have a separate encryption scheme for the confidential and private type of information, has the ability to locate the device and wipe the device in case it's lost or stolen, and provides also DLP, data loss prevention types of applications that will look for emails or documents that have certain keywords or have certain classifications and disallow them from being used in a remote type of environment. So there are applications and security solutions that have the ability to help us. And many of these MDM, mobile device management applications, are still fairly new, but they're becoming much more robust with their security options and features.
What right or what ability do agencies have to ask an employee or indeed a contractor when they get back from vacation to look through their personal devices or to make sure that whatever electronics they took with them on vacation are in fact free of any sort of malicious attempts of hacks and things like that?
So the right has to come before they leave, not after they leave. And actually, what has to happen is a BYOD policy, a bring your own device policy, has to be implemented. And in that policy, it has to define the rights that the organization has, the right to monitor, manage, delete, review. All of these things need to be specifically stated that in order for the employee to have access to and rights to use the governmental information systems, data, any of that, they have to sign this BYOD. Once they've signed that, now we have the right. And so when they come back, the very first thing that should ever be done, and actually many organizations do this now via an application called NAC, which is a network access control solution that every time you plug into a network, every time you get into a environment, it goes in and does a complete sweep on your system to make sure that there are no malicious applications or vulnerabilities. And if it finds any, it actually puts them off to the side on a separate network and doesn't allow them access until they're cleaned.